WKY, Jetstream News.
In tune with the world.
From the snow-capped mountains of Greenland to the golden wheat fields of Kansas, WAKY reports first news, first.
Tom Hall reporting for the American Red Cross. Chicago, tornadoes kill four in three states. Three persons died near Fredonia, Tennessee, including an eight-month-old baby. An elderly woman was killed at Kokomo, Indiana, at Austin and Eminence, Kentucky. At least two persons were hurt when funnel-shaped winds hit the area. The Brunswick construction project was damaged at Eminence, where a few barns were leveled and several homes damaged. At Austin, Indiana, an expectant mother, Mrs. Donnie Goodwin, was reported to have lost her unborn child when injured during the storm. Her husband was also hurt when the twister completely demolished their house trailer. The Morgan Packing Company suffered damage, with one man being hurt there, and the company, as well as the schools in Austin, were forced to shut down. Nearly $250,000 damage reported in the Austin area. Louisville, more flooding reported in suburban homes. The standing water in the low areas of the county have thrown new pressure on the sewer and drainage system of the Metropolitan Sewer District. Executive Consultant General John Person commented to WAKY News.
We're still in trouble, but we should anticipate the trouble to lessen as if we keep on having some dry weather. We have pumps operating, six pumps trying to bring the Highgate Springs area under control, which is a very serious situation, where the sanitary sewer has been connected by property owners to their storm drainage system, and with the result that the sanitary system, which was not designed for storm water, is not carrying it, and there's water in many basements. And we're, as I say, we've rented pumps and put all the pumps we own on the job, but we're still in trouble out there. And we've had several hundred calls. This has been a worse problem than we had last summer.
General John L. Person of the Metropolitan Sewer District commenting on the troublesome drainage in the suburban area. Louisville, suspect questioned in robbery slaying. A 26-year-old Louisville man has voluntarily submitted to a lie detector test in the murder robbery of Raymond Jutt early Sunday morning. Jutt's body was found alongside River Road after apparently being robbed and shot through the head. A slip of paper bearing the suspect's name and address was found on Jutt's body. Louisville, high school suspends boys. 23 teenage boys have been suspended from Seneca High School for 3 days. The suspension follows the arrest of the boys by police after a ruckus Saturday night at Bowman Field. Seneca principal Kenneth Farmer blames the disturbance on youths from other schools who Farmer says were looking for a fight. The near riot apparently stemmed from basketball victories by Seneca Saturday night. Louisville, two wanted in armed robbery. Police are investigating an armed stick-up this morning at 430 South 13th Street. A colored man about 40 years old and a female accomplice armed with a .38 and .22 caliber pistol escaped with $60 in cash. Vevey, Indiana, barges lose freedom. Four loose barges were finally caught this afternoon by towboats after a wild spinning ride down the Ohio. The barges tore loose from their moorings and were swept down the muddy Ohio by the swift current. The towboats gave chase, and after an hour's pursuit, were able to catch up with the barges near Vevey. Leopoldville, the Congo. Four U.S. ships stand by. The U.S. Navy has ordered a small task force to the Congo, where it is to stand by for possible use by the United Nations. The State Department said in Washington that the United States had no thought of intervening directly in the fighting between U.N. forces and the troops of the Leopoldville regime. Washington, conviction against demonstrators upheld. The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal by sit-in demonstrators who were arrested at Tallahassee, Florida. Two groups of students were arrested for disorderly conduct when they refused to leave the lunch counter at a Woolworth store. Washington, Republican leader glances optimistically at the White House. House GOP leader Charles Halleck has predicted the Republicans will regain the White House in the 1964 election. London, film queen improves after brush with death. Actress Elizabeth Taylor is reported still improving today in her battle with pneumonia at a London clinic. She was given a blood transfusion and is breathing with the help of a mechanical respirator. A spokesman said the 29-year-old screen star has a long road to go before she is out of danger.
Kentuckiana is tuned to WAKY News.
Blood saves lives. Won't you call Melrose 4-4711 and make a blood donor appointment now?
The WAKY weather scope, mostly cloudy, windy, and continued warm with showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. High today, 69. Cloudy, windy, and showers ending this evening, turning colder tonight. Low tonight, 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder. High, 50. Right now, the winds are from the south-southwest at 14 to 20 miles an hour. Relative humidity is 61%. Street level temperature, 69 degrees. The WAKY headline of the hour, 4 killed in tornadoes in Indiana and Tennessee. Tom Hall reporting for the American Red Cross.
If it's news, you'll hear it first on WAKY.
WAKY in Louisville.
I gotta get a phone in my room. Yeah. That's the thing from WAKY by Robin Clark on the Jumpin' Jack Sanders Show. Hello, little swingers. The old jumper with a Movin' Monday, March 6th edition of the doings. 6-9 Wacky Town, street level degrees. Marking one. Diggsville. The Indian Trail School will sponsor a ham dinner and spring festival next Friday at 5 p.m. at the school. Admission 75 cents. Wacky suggests you give Mom a night off and treat the family to a meal at the Indian Trail School. The festival is sponsored by the Indian Trail PTA.
Send your item of civic or church events to Wacky's Community Bulletin Board.
Sonny James.
Lonely silver dove, sweet Apache
bay.
Lonely silver dove, sweet Apache
bay. Alone, all alone by the campfire.
Sonny James' vocal rendition of the smash, wacky instrumental called Apache. WAKY and the old jumper to remind you that motorists driving down River Road will have to use 3rd Street to get to downtown. 4th at River Road is barricaded due to rising water. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Hey, my friend, let's check the time.
3:11.
You're doing fine. Just one more, please, the temperature.
Yeah, 69 degrees.
You can be sure. Let's take a look at the weather.
Let's see, under cloudy skies, winds are south-southwest 14 to 20 miles per hour, relative humidity 6-1.
We may be right with wacky weather and time on WAKY.
I don't know. I think their teeth stepped on my tongue.
Come listen, you fellas, and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon, away down in the mine.
Tennessee Earn Ford had a WAKY headed for Hitsville called Dark as a Dungeon. 61, I beg your pardon, one of those days. 61 relative humidity right now, 69 street level wacky town degrees. This is the Jumpin' Jack Sanders Caper. Hiya, Mom. This is a Movin' Monday thing that kind of swings here due to the fact that after all that rain and jazz, I am undepressed and shaped up and feel ready to shape up.
Now, there's amazing new help for splitting nails. It's Color Plus by Lanolin Plus, the unique new nail enamel and strengthener that helps stop splitting nails while it dresses them in dazzling color. You see, Color Plus has an exclusive moisture shield that preserves the vital nail oils that guard against cracking, splitting, breaking. In fact, clinical tests prove that Color Plus, when used regularly, helps strengthen and protect your nails. And Color Plus is a long-lasting, high-luster, fashion-right nail enamel that comes in 17 lush colors, including vibrant reds, plums, pinks, and frosted tones. Yes, Color Plus is the remarkable new easy way to protect and glamorize your nails at the same time. Just apply Color Plus as you would ordinary nail enamel. Use it regularly and see the improvement. Get long-lasting Color Plus by Lanolin Plus today. It helps stop splitting nails beautifully. Color Plus at all cosmetic counters.
Because Color Plus is rather trodigious jazz. WAKY time now, 16 minutes past 3 o'clock. Number 26 on the Wacky Top 40 survey, Jackie Wilson's Tear of the Year.
Me and taste another kiss with such delight over you.
From the WAKY Top 40 survey on the Jumpers Hit Pit edition of the Doin's, that's Jackie Wilson and the Tear of the Year.
If you're wondering where the swingers are, just stick around, you found the sound with wacky, 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 that good listening filled with fun. From 790 Louisville, WAKY.
I don't know, you may have a taste of spring fever coming on, but Roy Hamilton's
fever.
Having troubles with jungle fever.
In the burning sun,
fever, fever, jungle fever.
So glad now my work is done.
Fever, fever, jungle fever.
High in the east, high in the west.
Fever, fever.
Yeah, WAKY five-star album of the week, Roy Hamilton's You Can Have Her. That's Jungle Fever.
Don't touch that dial. There's nothing wrong with your radio. What you're hearing is the test of a million footsteps trying to punish the world's first and only six-month floor wax for home use. Yes, at last, Continental Laboratories have produced a self-polishing Carnova floor wax guaranteed to protect and shine up to 6 months at a time. It's Continental six-month floor wax, the living wax that ends weekly waxing drudgery forever. Tested and approved by famous York Research Laboratories, six-month floor wax laughs at spills, streaks, and scuffs. Whether your floors are hardwood or linoleum, tile or terrazzo, just a quick once-over with a damp mop keeps them clean and makes them gleam with that just-waxed look. So why be a slave to your floors? Save time, save work, save money. Wax your floors just twice a year with the only wax guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months or your money back. Get Continental six-month floor wax today.
WAKY time, 23 minutes past 3 o'clock on the Jack Sanders Caper. Wacky skies are cloudy, but are due to change to few showers and scattered thunder showers later on this afternoon. So if you've got washing on the line, better jerk it down, Mom. Today's high forecast to be 68. It's 69 now at Standiford Field, so we've climbed above that reading. Cloudy, windy, with showers ending this evening, turning colder tonight, low tonight 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder, high 50 degrees. You better enjoy this spring-type weather while we have it.
Gee, what a weird-looking group.
Watch your language, feller. This here's a real swinging group of singers and musicians.
You actually make music?
Well, I reckon. First, Claude over there starts a beat, and when he gets it to going good, you know, to the toe-tapping stage, the rest of us kind of join in then and move on down the pike.
Move on down the pike.
That's right. And once everybody gets to shaking and trembling real good, the singers step up to the mic and rip loose with one. Now step back and we'll lay it on you.
Gently, please.
You better put up the sideboards, man. We don't want to lose you on the corners.
It's wacky, wacky, wacky. Good listening filled with fun. From Radio 790 WAKY.
I would never have guessed that this group could produce that music.
That'll learn you a little old lesson in human nature, fella. You can't judge corn by the shuck it comes in.
Jimmy's girl. Jimmy's girl. Wish that I were holding Jimmy's. Jimmy's girl.
Jimmy's girl.
Johnny Tillotson's big number 32 in this week in WAKY Town. That's Jimmy's gal. Yeah!
From wacky, 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 good listening filled with fun. Punk radio 790 WAKY.
You're digging the doings of the Jumpin' Jack Sanders Caper, Mark 1. Tony Bennett, the best is yet to come.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
Mercy.
You came along and everything started to hum. Oh. Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
There you go, from WAKYsville, Tony Bennett's brand spanking new swinger called The Best Is Yet to Come. Wacky street level temperature, 69 degrees. Jump out for a few headlines, back in the jump seat in about three shakes.
WAKY Jetstream News Headline.
Tornadoes hit two states, killing four and injuring many others and causing extensive damage. A suspect in the robbery slaying of Raymond Judd early Sunday morning is being questioned. The Ohio River at Louisville is expected to crest 4 or 5 feet above flood stage tomorrow. Kentucky State Police report all state roads that were closed due to high water are now open. Street level temperature is 69 degrees.
Be alert, learn a lot, hear the news while it's hot. Who, what, when, where, why, and how?
From the WAKY Hit Pit, the Jack Sanders Caper presenting the Trendells.
Well, now don't you hear me calling, baby, baby?
Oh.
Can't you hear me calling, baby, baby?
Oh.
Now don't you hear me calling, baby, baby? Hey, now don't you hear me calling, baby, baby?
Kind of has a tearing up effect on me from WAKY, the Trendells, with Big 23 this week. Don't you hear me calling, baby? This is the Jumpin' Jack Sanders Caper, 26 and a half minutes before 4 o'clock. The mighty 790 WAKY. Here's Donnie Brooks. Tell them what they say, Donnie. Come on.
They say all the pretty girls come from Louisville.
No, no, they come from Memphis.
And all the sweet girls come from Baltimore.
Uh-huh, they come from Memphis.
Tennessee. Well, I believe San Francisco.
No, no, Memphis.
Philadelphia.
Memphis.
St. Louis.
Memphis.
New York City.
Memphis.
WAKY pick hit of last week. That's Donnie Brooks and Memphis.
Just drop a packet of Less Tear into your washing machine. Bleach in a packet that's Less Tear makes clothes brighter than you've ever seen. So safe for every fabric, ideal for wash and wear. No mess, no guess with Less Tear.
This is the mighty 790 WAKY's Jumpin' Jack Sanders Caper. 23 minutes of 4 o'clock now, 69 street level degrees. Number 35 this week, this is Paul Anka.
Yeah.
I'm just a boy who's so in love. I've got a girl from up above. She's fine, she's mine. Oh, that's the story of my love. That's the story of my love.